The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Rob Manfred says he's not confident there will be a 2020 baseball season. I've been saying for a little bit of time that baseball is not going to happen. And honestly, at this point, like if they're talking about a 48-game season, I'd rather there just be no season.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to happen. And good riddance. You greedy bastards, go and enjoy yourself. We got other problems to worry about. We don't need you back.
Here's what I'll say about the Gundy thing. Chuba Hubbard's, he's got every right. If he doesn't want to play for a coach who has those beliefs, so be it. Mike Gundy also has every right to say, okay, that's not my problem. I mean, Mike Gundy's the one under contract for millions of dollars to the university. I get Chuba Hubbard's their best player, but isn't it within Chuba's rights to say, I'm out on this. I'm not playing for you.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know that I would have handled it on Twitter like that. If I had a real issue with something like that, I would try to deal with the coach first.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. A little Yankees cheating talk in there as well. And then just some general fun and frivolity, because that's what we do on a Monday on the Blitz. And hope everybody had an awesome weekend, those of you who were able to get out. Mine was stuck inside, but it was fun. Lots of alcohol and lots
of
online poker.
Sucks for you, loser.
Yeah. Well, I won the Friday night tournament, then finished third in the 50 on Saturday. And was playing really well last night, and then just ran into a couple hands. But then I had two cash sessions over the weekend where I just cleaned up. So it's a good weekend. Enjoyed it. And unfortunately, I'll probably be on there quite a bit. So since I don't have much else to do until I can get the hell out of the house again.
Are you going to take a test, or are you just waiting to hear the results from Trey and then go from
there?
I'm waiting to hear from
Trey, because if he tests negative, then I'm not going to worry about it. If he tests positive, obviously I'll go get tested before I go out again. And I see that one of our sponsors is doing it for us, so I'll just run over there and get it done. But I don't think I need to do it unless he tests positive.
Right.
And if he does, because I mean, I feel fine. I have zero symptoms, and just other than being old.
Yeah. That's going to get you.
Yeah, like I said, if that's the case, I will definitely get tested. And the wife's staying home too. She's working from home until we know. And that way, just trying to be safe and not infect anybody else. I'm not too worried about me. Like I said, my body can handle pretty much anything these days. I've tackled a lot worse than the Rona, but I don't want to get anybody else sick. And, you know, maybe they get somebody sick who can't handle it. I'm sure most of the people we're around are young and in pretty good health, but that doesn't mean they can't give it to a family member or something like that. So just, I don't want to be the reason that somebody gets sick.
Is that all right? It's very, simple. Very kind of you.
Well, I mean, I just think it's, the one thing that's lost in all this, man, is it just some common sense can go a long way. And it's like the people who just insist on not wearing masks. I don't get it. I've only heard one good excuse not to do it, and that's a pretty rare reason. Like, if you're legitimately claustrophobic and it makes you anxious, then okay, I get it. But otherwise, it's just people being stubborn and stupid, and I don't respect that, and I'm sorry. And there's no reason for it whatsoever. So he said you could have saved time and got tested on Friday. You'd have the results by now. Why do I need to get tested? I mean, Trey had already gotten tested.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense. I'm just, I mean, there's no reason for me to go do it unless there's a reason for me to do it. And yeah, so, because again, I if I do have it, it sure hasn't, I haven't had one symptom to speak of. So, hey, lighten things up a little bit.
Sure.
A study has been done. It's called the Film Franchise Showdown. They use various data points from the 23 MCU films, like production budgets, box office earnings, IMDb scores, Metascores, award nominations. And they basically came up with the most valuable Avenger.
Okay. It's got to be Iron Man.
I would say Iron Man, right? That would be my guess.
He's worth a lot of dough.
Incorrect.
But, oh, I know who it is. Oh, now, are we counting? Is this of the like the core four Avengers, or is this of everyone in the Avengers movie?
This is everyone in the Avengers movie.
Black Panther.
Not correct. Ooh. Although that was the one that had the movie that had the highest score.
Okay, who is it then?
You'll never guess it.
Well, that's why I just said, tell me who it is.
Yeah, it's one of the least most interesting Avengers.
Is it like
Hawkeye?
He's the worst.
I know. But he basically here's why I think this is what Daryl Morey would say. Lance Erline is data dredging, because basically what they pulled out with these scores is, you know, the best movies, right? He was in Endgame, Civil War, Age of Ultron, Thor, The Avengers, and Infinity War. And those are all the biggest grossing ones, with the exception of Black Panther. But he's not even a part of those, really. I mean, he's an afterthought. And that's why his score comes out at 5.3. It's Thor terrible. Has a 5.06. Captain America, 4.9. Iron Man, 4.8. And these people went into a lot of work to come up with this ranking. I could just tell you, guys, this is dumb. If that's what you come up with.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like the right way to come up, because I would say, I mean, and I guess also it's hard when you think about, because isn't Samuel L. Jackson in basically every one of those movies?
Yeah.
So is his character not extra valuable because he was involved in each of them?
Well, that's the thing, you know. But he also was, I guess, involved in a couple of bad ones.
Which ones didn't make money? You point me at the Marvel movie in the last 10 years that didn't make money.
Well, but they're judging it based on how much each movie made and how much critical success too, including awards.
See, that's different.
The analysis shows that Black Panther is the best Marvel installment to date, thanks to its high box office sum and critical acclaim. While, of course, The Incredible Hulk was met with the least financial and critical success overall.
That's the one with Edward Norton?
Yeah.
By the way, it wasn't a bad movie.
It was bad compared to most of the MCU movies.
Thor 2 is the worst Marvel MCU movie.
Agreed.
Worse than The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, I think they're both so bad that you can make a case for either one of them. But according to this, it's The Incredible Hulk, because it had the least amount of financial success. That Thor 2 made money.
Yeah, it did.
But it wasn't any good. But what's funny is Ragnarok is one of the very best of all of them.
It is.
After, you know, they laid that turd and came back with Ragnarok, that was fantastic. So, 832 says, bleep Houston traffic. People that drive on the shoulder and cut you off in a merger definitely don't wear a mask and recline. Yep. So, 713 says, so Hawkeye's the Robert Ory of Avengers.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty good, actually.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Hit some big shots. Never anywhere near the best player on the team.
Right. Just along for the ride.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he hits the big shots, though, Hawkeye.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. And I love, it's funny because to me, my least favorite Avengers are Hawkeye and Black Widow. And those are two of my favorite actors.
Well, at least Black Widow is hot. That makes up for a lot. Like, she's a boring character with, like, her backstory kind of sucks. But, they tried so hard to make Hawkeye interesting in Endgame with that I'm going out on my own and I'm like this badass mercenary. And it didn't make him any less lame. They tried their best and it didn't work.
And it didn't even stick because as soon as she shows up, he's back to being Hawkeye.
The other Avengers that I don't like, the characters I don't like. I don't like the who's the guy whose sister is Scarlet Witch?
Oh, he only was in one movie though.
Yeah, he's lame. And yeah.
Well, he's dead. So
the who's the guy with the rock in his head?
Vision.
Vision. I don't like him.
Yeah, he was that was potentially a great character too. They just didn't do anything with it.
Yeah. No good.
But yeah, I could have lived without Hawkeye and Black Widow, and I kind of wish that whole scene where one of them had to go, they both would go.
That would have been good. Like if they would have dived after each other to try to save the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
Double splat. Yeah.
Yeah, and then some stranger has to come by and get the rock for him.
Right.
But
and maybe Black Widow's top falls off, like when he's reaching out to grab for her and her top falls off accidentally and then they die.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'd be okay. But yeah, I always found Iron Man. I thought Iron Man was the best of all of them. And
agreed.
Yeah, you can argue the order of the rest of them. You can put Cap in there. You can put Spider-Man, Thor, but and Hulk. I mean,
I think Doctor Strange is very good.
Doctor Strange is my other favorite one. I mean, that I've always loved that character, and I thought the acting on it was terrific. But it's hard to argue with Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark. That's for sure.
Agreed.
So, 832 says not they didn't try regarding Hawkeye with him becoming Ronin, which is his rogue assassin vengeance in the comics. Yeah, but it felt fake though, right? It kind of felt like, all right, yeah, he's out there doing this and it's bad. Oh, here's Black Widow. I'm back.
Yeah, she found him miraculously. Oh, don't try to stop me. Like he's some kind of lame ass Batman. I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't work.
All right, you know what does work, Fred? Carbach. Carbach always works. You know why? Because it's delicious, sweet, the nectar of the gods, they call it. Or they just call it beer, but either way, it's really good. And Carbach's got a ton of great options for you. Whether you want something light and refreshing for these hot summer days, you can check out the Cella series, the Vive Cella, the Lil Cella, which is like less than 100 calories, which means you can drink 20 of them during a day and still be under the recommended calorie intake for the day. How about that? 20 beers and you're still good. You'll still keep your girlish figure. And if you want to go big, you can't drink 20 BBHs in a day and still keep a girlish figure, I promise. But if you can find that, it's always great as well. They've got some really wonderful IPAs. Obviously, Hopadillo, the one you'll be able to find most easily. But I really enjoyed the Light Circus. This last batch of Light Circus was excellent. So something for everybody on their lineup. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on at the brewery, the restaurant. And when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you pick up some Carbach.
Yeah, Suburban back to back, and we gon' fill them up with vibes. Fill them with vibes. Yeah. Get in and ride. Yeah, and no, a nigga.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A little bit of breaking news. 24-hour Fitness is closing 12 Houston area locations.
Including the one right by my house, which really pisses me off. But also the one right, the small one right by our office.
Yeah, the one on Westheimer is the one they closed by us, which is
right.
The only positive of that was it had a basketball court, which that's where I'd go when I wanted to shoot baskets. But But I probably, I mean, I already canceled my membership, like I'm sure a lot of people did, because they were still charging me when they were closed.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're not doing that. So, you know, I'm actually wondering if I can't find some home gym place to sponsor the show and just do that and, you know, make a really nice one at my place, because everything I ordered is still on hold. So, but, and I need to get something going, but I'm not ready to go back to a gym. It's just, especially those that they're so filthy, and if you're not gonna be able to use the showers and stuff like that, what's the point?
Right.
But, oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You see that that Tyson Fury and Joshua have agreed to a two-fight deal?
I did see that. I thought that Tyson Fury had to fight Deontay Wilder in like a rematch clause.
Well, I think they basically decided to write Wilder a check so that he could do these two fights. So.
Actually, I think he's going to fight Wilder one more time. Hold on, I'll grab the audio.
Oh, are they just assuming that he's already going to beat Wilder again? Which I kind of am, too.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, he beat him the first fight that they called a draw. And then the second fight wasn't even remotely competitive. I mean, they had to throw in the towel. I'm going to go, I don't expect the third one to be somehow closer.
The biggest fight in British boxing history has just been agreed. Get up there, my boy! Big shout out, Dan. He got this done. Literally over the line. Two fight deal. Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua next year. One problem. I'm just going to smash Deontay Wilder's face right in the next fight. And then we go into the Joshua fight next. The Gypsy King versus AJ is on for next year, but there's a hurdle in the road called the Bronze Bomber, a.k.a. the Knockout King, and I will get onto him and knock him spark out, and then we got on to the big fight. So big thank you, Dan, for getting this deal over the line.
All right. Well, there you go.
Wow, what happens if he loses to Wilder?
Then everything gets messed up. That's what happened when Anthony Joshua lost to Ruiz. Yeah. Messed everything up.
Well, that would give us three pretty good heavyweight fights then.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting ones. I don't think I don't know how good the Wilder fight will be.
And I saw Anthony Joshua. I actually shared an elevator with him. Name drop. We had drinks together. Actually, no, we just rode up the elevator together at the MGM. And he's not. Like, if you stand next to him and you stand next to Wilder or Tyson Fury, it's a completely different feeling. Like, those two guys are just gigantic men. It's not like, you know, Joshua's small, but he ain't that.
He's more of a normal size heavyweight, I would say. And those two guys are not that. But, that'd be cool. I hope Fury can get a few more fights in here, because it makes the heavyweight division interesting. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. One place that seems to be doing really well with the Rona, New Zealand. Don't know if you saw this, but they have declared the Rona eliminated and have lifted almost all restrictions.
Oh, good for them. Does that mean the All Blacks are playing?
I think so, yeah.
They have a full season. They're not going to play 42 games and just call it. Well, that's good. I mean, listen, I hope this coronavirus goes away everywhere, but I don't feel like we're next in line, if I'm being totally honest, Fred.
No, New Zealand's a place I would love to go live. They had 1,154 infections, 22 deaths. But they have not seen a single new case over the past 2 weeks. So
that's good. Did they stop testing?
No, they're still testing.
Because the president said today, if we stop testing today, we'll have the cases will go away immediately.
The numbers would certainly go down, right?
That's what matters.
They reported numbers.
That's what's important.
But they also had people locked down for about 75 days.
Okay. And they were probably pretty hardcore about it.
Well, I mean, they pretty much did the same things we did. Essential workers. Most businesses were shut down except essential workers. So,
see, and I wonder if we had done that, would we be, and obviously we've already talked about the two-sided coin of this. Like, we could have maybe not had as much coronavirus, but where would our economy be? But I wonder if we had just said, you know what, shut it down for 2.5 months, what would it look like?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I kind of feel like, to me, I almost feel like the whole shutdown is turning into a waste, because all the stuff's happening now that we probably should have
got out of the way. It just
delayed it. Yeah.
Like, if we were going to shut down, we probably should have shut down for longer and been more strict about it. And now it just seems like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have. If we were going to do this a month later or 3 weeks later, we probably should have just never shut down.
Well, the problem is it doesn't matter, because people weren't, you know, following people aren't the rules. Taking cautions. Yeah. They're not following the rules. These people are fighting. Somebody asked, did you see Aubrey Huff's tweet today? I will no longer wear a mask inside any business. It's unconstitutional to enforce. Let's make this bull bleep stop now. Who's with me?
Is Aubrey Huff trying to be Donald Trump's running mate? What's going on with this?
He is totally turned into get attention guy. But that's the problem, is people have politicized the whole mask thing instead of just, hey, you know what? I don't want to take the risk of giving it to somebody else. And they make excuses about, oh, well, no, they say it doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. No, it's constitutional rights. Just stop it, man. Just stop it. You know, and there's more of those people than there are actually wearing the mask, and that's a problem.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sorry. It makes no sense to me. And, you know, and I know a lot of listeners have tried to explain, and I don't buy a single one of your explanations, except for the one caveat that I did earlier. Mott said shutting down was only delaying it. Now people are at 75% and doing tests on their own without systems. Of course the numbers were going to explode. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to get, just trying to get through the day, man.
Just trying to survive, man.
Somebody says it only works if you're sick. Yeah, the problem, genius, is you may not know if you're sick. And if
you are saying genius sarcastically?
Yes, I'm saying genius sarcastically. Because, you know, yeah, there's a lot of people that don't have symptoms running around out there. And guess what? They got it. So, you know, that's a fact. Well, it's a fact that you're an idiot, sir, and I'm sorry. Just don't wear one. I don't care. I just won't be around you. It's that simple. And there's nothing hard about it. Anytime I go to a store, it's on. When we were going out, I'd put it on until we were outside with our group and eating. It's that simple. But no, I'm not wearing one anywhere. Well, then businesses can tell you to bleep off. And just I'm done having this conversation with you guys, man. I'm sorry. You're not going to wear one, don't wear one. I don't care. But you're also, you know, I don't have to respect you. It's just like if you have an opinion that I think is stupid, I can say, hey, that's stupid. Well, this is the same thing. It's just like a seat recliner. It's selfish and arrogant. So, yeah. It's coming from a 15-year nurse. Yeah, you know what? Stop. Just stop. You're embarrassing yourself now.
More or less embarrassing than what Ted Cruz did today when he challenged Ron Perlman to a fight via someone else.
Yeah, what the hell was that about? I saw
you're
it was
not
trending,
allowed to
but
do
I,
that.
I Ron Perlman? Ron Perlman's pretty old.
He is old. And, you know, I don't know anything about Jim Jordan, who I'm assuming wrestled in college or something, but for Ted Cruz to say, listen, Hellboy, I'll bet you can't beat up my friend. That's like the worst thing you can say. Like either you say, listen, I'll put up 10K and I'll whoop your ass. How about that? Or just don't say anything. Don't say, I'll bet $10,000 I have a friend who can beat you up. All right.
Yeah. That's like me saying, I got $10,000 that AJ can beat your ass.
How about, oh, I've got $10,000, Fred, that Derek Lewis can beat you up. I know him. I'll put up 10K and he'll fight you, and you put up 10K. No, you're either that dude who says, I'll do this myself, or you just stay out of it.
Yeah.
Don't start fights for other people.
I don't know what that's about, but offer to fight him yourself. I mean, Ted Cruz versus Ron Perlman, probably a fair fight.
No, it's not. I think, well, maybe. Maybe Ted, Ron Perlman is old, man. But
yeah, he ain't Hellboy anymore.
Ted Cruz for sure has never been in a fight. You remember when he tried, like, when Trump, like, in the primaries, when Trump called his wife fat or called her a pig or something like that? And he, like, pointed at the camera and said, you watch your mouth. You're a vile coward. You watch your mouth. Don't you talk about my wife. And then as soon as he got out of the race, he was, like, total bootlicker. But, he like, for a minute there, he was like, oh, yeah, I'll show you. You can't call my wife fat. And now I think Trump can call his wife fat. In fact, he does. He probably texts Ted regularly and, like, hey, Ted, how's your fat wife? Just to belittle him.
I'm pretty sure Trump could take Ted Cruz. I'd make Trump about minus 500 in that one. Big size and reach advantage. I think he would be mean. I think Ted Cruz was in a friggin' musical. If you're in a musical, you can't beat up anybody. I'm totally taking Trump in that fight. I think Cruz versus Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush, those would be more interesting.
Could you beat up Ted Cruz today?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Could you beat up Donald Trump today?
I don't know. He scares me a little bit.
Could you beat up Ron Perlman today?
Well, it depends. If it was hungover Ron Perlman that we met at the Super Bowl,
yeah,
absolutely.
What if it was that's hungover why I'm not Fred so versus hungover Ron Perlman?
Yeah, well, I handle hangovers better.
Yeah, clearly. He didn't handle that all that well.
No.
Could you beat up Jim Jordan?
I don't know who Jim Jordan is.
That's the guy who Ted Cruz is going to get into a fight. He's like, hey, my friend will fight you or wrestle you.
832 sounds like Game of Thrones picking your champion to fight for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But that's what rich people do. They don't fight.
I guess so.
They just they get somebody to fight for them. That's history. So, yes, I don't know who that is, but probably not. I'm going to go with no if it's someone that Ted Cruz is picking to fight for him. So,
Fred, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. And I'm going to tell you, man, it's so hot outside. It could not be a better time for you to replace the siding or windows. If you've got old siding, you've got old wood siding, or you've got old aluminum windows, you could be saving so much more money if you had energy-efficient, brand-new siding or windows. No more leaks. Keep your home cool all summer. Guys, it's so great, and no payments for 2 years. That means you're getting 2 summers where you're saving money because your energy bills are going to go down. You get 30% off all windows right now, $2,500 off all siding packages, no payments for 2 years. So that's 2 years of saving money and staying cool. This is a great company, guys, family owned and operated for over 4 generations. You want the best rate, call Allstate, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. You need a taste of your own medicine.
ESPN 97.5.
What a wild place we work at.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 504 says he bet 10K Fred would beat Trump's ass. I don't know. I kind of wouldn't want to fight the president. I wouldn't want to fight the president, man.
Would you fight the vice president?
Oh, God, yeah.
Could you beat him?
Yeah. I mean, who cares about a vice president? I don't know. He looks scary, too.
He's built kind of like a fire hydrant. He seems like...
Yeah. Yeah, he might be a little tough. I'd have to, you know...
What would you attack first?
I'd have to land some leg kicks early to, you know, keep him from getting too close.
Keep him at range. Because he's not very tall.
Yeah. And so I'd have a reach advantage as well. So lots of jabs, lots of leg kicks, and hopefully soften him up. That would be the plan. God, we're talking strategy on how to fight the vice president. Hey, ESPN 97.5 wants to send you to check out Rooftop Cinema Club's first drive-in in Houston, located at Sawyer Yard behind Buffalo Bayou Brewing off I-10. We're going to do caller 5 at 6:40. You're going to win a spot for your entire vehicle to enjoy the safe and contactless outdoor movie experience with the movie American Psycho this Wednesday at 11 p.m.
That's a family favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. Concessions, food, and drink available on site. For more information, head to rooftopcinemaclub.com.
Yeah, I would say I was being sarcastic about family favorite. That's a movie for just adults, I would say.
Yeah, it's a good date movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, girls always feel comfortable going home with you after watching that. I'd say it's probably a good first date movie. Like, take her out there, watch that movie, and then say, hey, you want to come back to my place? Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, unless you're an American Psycho.
Right.
Which case, then it's probably a great movie for you.
Right.
Because you could tell her how safe you are, and then you get her home, and you're a sicko. So there's that. But, yeah. That would be a good one. So hopefully someone will win it and enjoy it and have an opportunity to get out and do something. So there you have it. Can I do a quick college football thing for you?
Please do.
Larry Brown Sports did 5 college football programs on the rise. I want to see if you agree or disagree.
Okay.
Number 5, Ole Miss.
Mainly
because they say Lane Kiffin.
Yeah,
will turn it on.
Yeah, I'd probably say yes, but it's the same thing I said when Jimbo Fisher went to Aggie. Like, your ceiling is capped because no matter who you are, if you're not Bama, LSU, or Auburn, it's a real uphill climb in that division. There are 3. I mean, just powerhouses in that conference, in that division. So even getting higher than 4th place is very difficult any given year.
Your hope is like 1 out of every 6 or 7 years you can pull off a miracle.
And then you've got to alternate. You've got to rotate with like Mississippi State, Arkansas, A&M. Like, yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Because like Auburn or LSU might have a down year, but not all 3 of those.
That's the problem.
Tennessee, number 4.
I'm done believing that. That's every year, Fred. Every year, Tennessee's back this year. No, I'm not buying it.
Well, they had a really good 2020 recruiting class, allegedly, and the 2021 class is even better. And they were 8-5 last year. Yeah, I'm not buying that one either. How about the Arizona State?
No, I'm not on that either. Why do they say Arizona State's going to be better?
Jaden Daniels.
Pass.
Yeah. How about Louisville?
I'm also not crazy about Herm Edwards. I know everyone is. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not either. How about Louisville?
I'll say that one is kind of possible because they play in a conference where there's really just one good program right now. And everything's kind of in place for them to be good again. What do you think of Scott Satterfield? Do you think that he's going to be that guy? I don't know. I'm not
sold, but I'm not convinced he's not yet either.
Right. I mean, I think he could be. How about this? Louisville is the best long-term threat to pass. Like, and when I say long-term, like in the next 5 to 10 years to catch Clemson. in that conference.
I think that's fair.
Sorry, Florida State.
And Miami and Syracuse. There's just not, Virginia Tech's not what it used to be. There's just not much there. So, yeah, I agree with that one. And another one from the same conference, North Carolina.
Yeah, they kind of broke out a little bit this year, this last year. So Mac has those guys going in the right direction. They play hard for him. He recruits really, really well always. I just think there's a ceiling on that program too.
He did really well there the first time. You know, it got them success that you would never have thought possible. And they went from 2-9 to 7-6, and it's kind of the same thing. I think second best in that conference is there to be had.
Yep.
So I could see that. And Sam Howell had a really good year for him. I could see him taking another step forward. I don't know how much farther. But, yeah.
Look at us, Fred, talking football.
Hey, I
like wanted to get like a little Americans.
We wanted to get a little college football today. We've been so damn Rona heavy.
Yeah.
And everything else. That's been the shows lately because that's what's going on in the world.
Stupid Corona.
409 says, with all the MLB negotiating going on, would you blame it on Tony Clark or Rob Manfred? I don't care who's to blame.
I don't really care either. I do think it looks worse now for Rob Manfred, certainly. But it's not like it's the players did everything they possibly could. I think it's on both of them.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter who's to blame. There's not going to be any really baseball. And that's because, you know, they're greedy bastards on both sides. Are the owners more greedy? Probably. But if you can't work out something in this day and age where everything's going to hell because you're greedy, then I really don't care who's to blame. You both suck. So, yeah, we talked about sometimes you can have disagreements and both people are right. I think this is one where both people are just wrong.
Yep.
Both sides.
You're saying there's bad and bad people on both sides?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm sure that's what the president would say. He would say they're not tremendous. They're not the best. There's bad and bad people on both sides. They're bad hombres. We need to put up a wall around baseball and not let them in. That's what he would say. All right. Wow, there's only one segment left?
Yeah.
Jeez. Look up and it's like, whoa, we only got one segment to go.
Yeah, times are hard, Fred. I mean, we've only got 3 hours, all right?
No, that's
I'm not going to give you any more time. That's all the time you'll get.
You sure?
That's
sure
it.
I can't have another hour?
I'm worried about you, your physical health.
My physical health is fine.
We'll see. If your tests come back.
Strong like bull.
Yeah, you might be put out to pasture. All right, I can tell you guys about TGS Insurance. Listen, thanks to our listeners, our fine, fine listeners, the best listeners, TGS is one of the fastest growing agencies in the entire state of Texas. And you might be saying, well, why is it growing so fast? Well, first of all, it's super easy to do, and they're saving people money. They're actually saving you money. So you could shop around or you could go to a place that's already done the shopping for you. I'm telling you, it worked for me. I saved over $1,000 a year. Find out what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance. Then text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back. They'll send you a full quote and proposal within 15 seconds. This company, their savings are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 1,000 reviews, and the average customer saving nearly $900 a year. Plus, no need to wait for your renewal. TGS is going to take care of all that. They're going to save you money now. They're going to get you refunded on your previous policy right away. They're open right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
I'm a hypocrite.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713 says, $1 billion TBS playoff deal. Owners reneged on March agreement. Franchise value still skyrocketing. This is all owners. Read up and learn, man.
We did
Critical
read up.
Thinking. Come on.
And listen, I said this definitely looks worse on the owners and the players, but the players not willing to adjust their salaries based on the fact that there's going to be no fans in the stands. I mean, yeah.
Things have changed since March.
Where do you think money player comes agent. From, players?
No, that's a player agent is what that is. Come on, man. And it doesn't matter. You both look like garbage. Both of you. So stop trying to tell me to think critically and do I've already done my research. And you all suck, okay? Yes, do the owners suck worse? Great. Does that excuse you? No, it doesn't. Let's do a dumbass report. That was a perfect way to start.
That was a really good start to the dumbass report. And honestly, well listen. I mean, everybody's... I guess everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I mean, if you're suddenly like, I'm team player on this. Okay. I mean, they did everything they could possibly do, but okay. All right. If you are going to be the guy, like if you're the guy who's like, you know what? I am heavy on protesting here. I'm leading a group of armed protesters to Big Daddy Zane's bar. I am going to show these guys. Listen, they need to reopen right now. I know and this was in Dallas, by the way. I know Governor Abbott said, we're not open yet, but I'm going to be here to open us right now. Let's say you're that guy. And then you're also the same guy that it turns out you're running a drug ring and you got caught trying to sell steroids to an undercover police officer.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Like there's a picture of him and he's super yoked, of course, and he's wearing a lime green tank top and he has a machine gun with him because that's what guys like to do. When you're not in the military, but you want to look militant, you put on a tank top or a really, really extra small t-shirt and have your guns just out and then just wear, like, you know, have something that looks militant but isn't really military. And then you just sling an AR over your shoulder and people think, oh, man, this guy's serious. You need some sunglasses, too. Preferably sunglasses on top of your head. On your eyes, you look less intimidating. But when they're pointing up on top of your head, on top of your military-style haircut, you can really intimidate people. The release said investigators traced steroid compounds sent through the mail to his address and found more of those drugs in his apartment. They said he won't be released pending trial because they found sinister posts on his Facebook page that indicate he could be a threat to the community. The department said he has ties to the anti-government Boogaloo movement, and some of his posts called for, quote, guerrilla warfare against National Guardsmen and threats to kill looters. Not wise, guys. Let's see. Where do I want to go next? I've got a couple decent stories. Non-essential businesses opened up in the UK for the first time, Fred. And what do you think they did? Do you think that they were orderly when people went to go to those places, or do you think there were lines of over 1,000 people waiting to get inside doors? Yeah, also not wise.
Dumbass!
That happened all over the UK, apparently. Now, I mean, there's a couple places listed, but it says it was literally happening all over the UK. This is my favorite thing that criminals do. When you do crime, last week we had a guy who did a crime and left his 8-year-old son behind at the scene. But this may be, I mean, this makes it even, this is more of a difficult getaway. And this is from your people, Fred. Canada. Winnipeg, to be specific.
Oh, we don't claim Winnipeg.
A suspected burglar was caught when he returned to the scene of the crime to get his car keys. He realized as he made his getaway that
it was hard to get away without your car keys. Around 3:50 a.m. on Sunday morning, a woman called police saying that her husband just caught a man who had broken into their garage. Once on scene, police arrested the suspect. While being taken into custody, the suspect kicked one of the officers, but he was not injured.
Wise guys.
He broke in that night, stole two bicycles, a laptop computer, and a bar fridge. That's, I mean, this, you're making some trips with that. Police said the suspect hid some items nearby while returning others to his apartment. Once at his building, he realized that he'd lost his keys and could not gain entrance into his apartment complex. He then used a rock to smash the front glass door of the building, but still did not have keys to get into his apartment. So he returned to the garage when the homeowner apprehended him.
Guys, dumbass.
Listen, as criminals, we've just got to be better. We've got to be better. But that does seem to happen all the time. You're leaving something behind. Maybe better than leaving your 8-year-old behind. Either way, same result. And I know everybody's all up in arms about statues, and we want to get rid of all these monuments, which is okay. What you're not allowed to do is publicly urinate on them, because you will still go to jail, even if you are protesting their existence. A man has been arrested in Essex after pictures circulated of someone urinating on a memorial to Keith Palmer. The incident's believed to have taken place on Saturday. He says he was protesting. Apparently, that's not good enough for the British police. They decided to arrest him anyway. But stay wise, guys. You can behead these things. You can throw them in the river, but don't pull out your wank and urinate on them. That's unacceptable. There are lots of Photoshops for heads onto new statues, but like,
really?
Photoshopping heads onto the headless statues is one of my favorite things to look at on the internet today. But that is the dumbass report, Fred.
All right. One last one from our lawyer friend. Were you privy to discussions? Everyone knew no fans. It was discussed. What about the $1 billion hidden in March? I'll tell you what. We were all privy because both sides leaked everything to The Athletic. So if you have an Athletic subscription, which I do, you've read everything. So listen, I get it. You're a lawyer. You have to defend your side. You have to make a case for your guys. I blame the owners more, but you're all bleeped up. So, and that's the final word on that. Well, I guess that does it. That went by fast. So, Aaron, good job today. Let me give you an A+. Hoffman, if there's better than an A+, you get that today. I was pretty solid. I'll give myself a B-. Hope everybody has an awesome evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay Rona-free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.